أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذ قال لقمان لبنيه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us about Luqman alayhi salam. Allah spoke of the fact that Allah had blessed him with hikmah, wisdom. We spoke a bit about Luqman alayhi salam and who he was. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of shukr. And Allah instructed Luqman alayhi salam to offer shukr and to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spoke about the immediate benefit of shukr. And the immediate benefit of shukr is experienced by the person who makes shukr himself. The benefit of the shukr reaches the individual who makes shukr, and he will be the very first recipient and beneficiary of the benefits of the shukr and the gratitude that he gives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on, Allah azza wa jal speaks of certain advices or pieces of advice that Luqman alayhi salam had given to his son. From here, we understand the importance of us time and again dedicating some time to sitting with our children and giving them advice and speaking to them about Allah and advising them in a way that will assist them in leading their life in a way pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and providing them with some direction in life. Allah azza wa jalla says, وَيُقَالُ لُقْمَانَ, and remember when Luqman alayhi salam said لِإِبْنِهِ, to his son, ayah number 13 of Surah Luqman. Allah says, he said to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِبُهُ, while advising him. What did he say? The first piece of advice, يَا بُنَيَّ, O my beloved son. Look at the expression here, Bunayya. This is known in Arabic as a diminutive noun. Diminutive noun is used when you wish to express affection, love, compassion. So the tone is very important. The approach is very important. It should not be a hard, a stern, a harsh approach, especially when you are speaking about deen. When you are speaking about deen and when you are speaking about Allah, then the approach should be a very gentle one. The approach should be a very loving and affectionate and compassionate one. And that's why he addresses his son. He does not say, Ya Ibni. He says, Ya Bunayya. Oh my dear, beloved son. La tushrik billah. The first piece of advice, do not ever ascribe any partner to Allah. So we find that the first concern that he had was the belief and the iman and the aqidah of his child. This should be our primary concern with regard to our children. Their aqidah, the soundness of their belief, the soundness of their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, our children are being bombarded from different directions. Their iman is directly under attack. Their iman is directly under attack. Belief in Allah and the existence of Allah is something that is directly under attack. Through every possible means and through every avenue, we find that aqidah is the first thing that is being attacked, and aqidah is the first thing that the enemies of Islam wish to uproot from the child, and that is the belief system. Every program, as far as possible, they try through the different programs, even through the curriculum in school. There are theories that are taught, and there are ideologies that are taught that support the view that there is no Allah, and that Allah does not exist, and so on and so forth. So sometimes we don't know what is happening in the minds of our children. And sometimes we feel that they are strong in belief, and they are strong in faith, and we view them the way we view ourselves. There is a proverb in the Arabic, or a principle in the Arabic language, al-mar'u yaqeetu ala nafsi. A person views the world and views others the way he views his own self. So sometimes, for example, a simple example, when you are feeling very hungry, you think everyone around you is hungry as well. You feel that way. When you are thirsty, you feel everyone else around you is thirsty as well. So sometimes, as a parent, as a father, as a mother, because alhamdulillah, perhaps I have a firm grounding in my faith and in my aqidah and in my belief, and there's nothing that can shake my faith in Allah and my belief in Allah, I feel that that is the same with my children. But children today are exposed to social media, they are exposed to company, they are exposed to friends, they are exposed to discussion, they are exposed to different types of literature out there that can easily create and plant within them the seed of doubt, where they start questioning certain things about Allah, and they start questioning the existence of Allah. And it is a reality. It is already a reality within our society. And there isn't that firm belief in Allah. There isn't that confidence in their faith. There isn't that confidence in Deen. So the first thing we should be very concerned about is the aqidah, the faith of our children. Their confidence in being mu'min, their confidence in being believers. Are they really, really confident in their iman, in their Islam? Do they have that level of confidence in their belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and so on and so forth? That should be the first area of our concern when it comes to our children. So the first thing he said to his child, Ya bunayya la tushrik billah, do not ascribe any partner to Allah, inna shirka la zulmun azim. Indeed, shirk, polytheism, ascribing partners to Allah is a great wrong, it is a great injustice. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the topic with regards to our parents. So on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the responsibility of the father, especially because he has the power of influence that Allah has kept within him. That is his duty towards his child, to ensure that the belief of the child and that aqidah of the child is firm in Allah, that nothing can shake his belief in Allah, and he has full confidence in his relationship with Allah. Now Allah addresses the child from the other, so that's one element. Your duty and your responsibility as a parent is primarily is to guard the iman of your child, is to guard and preserve and to firmly establish the iman and the belief and the aqidah of your child. As far as the child is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Allah says, we have commanded and we have instructed insan to be absolutely kind and obedient towards his parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of both parents. But you must, Allah says, this is not even Luqman's advice to his child. This is Allah's advice. So Allah first speaks of one advice that Luqman alayhi salam gave to his child, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers an advice from his own self. So this advice comes directly from Allah. That advice came via Luqman to his son. This is directly from Allah. Allah says, وَوَصَّيْنَا. We are the ones who have instructed insan, biwalidayhi, that he should be absolutely kind and obedient to both his parents. Allah mentions both the parents, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the mother specifically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions her independently. And the right of the mother, we know, is far greater, three times more significant than the right of the father, the right of the mother, because of what she had to endure during pregnancy and post-pregnancy as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. His mother carried him. His mother carried him. وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. Weakness upon weakness. One discomfort. When she just fell pregnant and she conceived the child, obviously there's happiness, but then slowly what happens is you find that she is losing energy, she is losing appetite, she is losing sleep, and slowly it just gets more and more and more difficult. Wahm ala wahm. Weakness after weakness, discomfort after discomfort, pain after pain, for your own sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِصَالُهُ. And after giving birth to him, he did not end over there. Allah says, وَفِصَالُهُ. And then she breastfed him, and she weaned him, and she took care of him, she fed him, she did not abandon him. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَمَيْنِ. For 2 years, she then provided for this little child. She saw to your needs, and she attended to you. So it was not only confined to those 9 months, and the birth that she had to experience, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even after that, Allah says, because of this, anishkur li, give thanks to me, wa li walidayk, and give thanks to both your parents. Give thanks to both your parents. Yesterday we spoke about the true meaning of shukr. The one meaning of shukr is to appreciate with the tongue, and to appreciate with our words. But the highest form of shukr is where through our deeds and through our actions we show appreciation. Anishkur li wa li walidayk ilayya al-masir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your return is to me alone. Ya Allah,